Whoa. Hold it just a second. Just so everybody knows that I am getting ready to do a live, mind-blowing podcast. This Peace of Mind is going to be live. It's going to be an open subject. Anybody can join. The conversation is endless, to say, and we're going to do it out of good fun. With football season starting up, I've decided to do it 2 days, two very important days. On Wednesday at 5 p.m., there will be a live podcast. And on Saturday at 2 p.m., there will be a live podcast on Podbean. So, whoever is looking to join the Peace of Mind movement and be a part of the conversation, join me on Podbean for a live conversation. We're going to be talking about football, we're going to be talking about technology, we're going to be talking about everything and anything that anybody wants to talk about. But our subject is going to be football, and of course, we're going to have a conversation about a lot of stuff, including the LGBTQ+ community. So stay tuned for that, and I'll be right back. Thank you. So, like I was saying, there's going to be a live podcast on Podbean. That was my promotion. For my opening peace of mind, I think it's pretty relevant to say that America is in crisis with inflation, the economy, the limited flow of cash, and nobody willing to help anybody, especially those that have money that could help other people, don't really want to, and it's a big con game going on. And I want to talk about it because, you know, we've been in this inflation for over a year since COVID-19, and it's been 2 years that we've been in a depression because of COVID-19, and the prices aren't coming down, they're just going up. And everything is so expensive now that you have to be a billionaire just to live in the United States. Now, I'm blaming the government. I'm not just going to blame the president, because it's not just the president that has to take responsibility, it's the government as a whole. The whole government has to say, hey, this can't be happening because of this reason. The whole government is just sitting on their butts, laughing their asses off, thinking this is the funniest thing in the world because we're able to do this to these American people. And inflation is part of the reason why we have the problems that we're having. I mean, if people would just stop and look at the way things are sitting, the economy is not balanced. The Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, the parties are all taking budget, raising their budget to match the economy. People on welfare, Social Security, everything are paying for it because the bigger government is starting to take over the economy. A straightforward decision has to be made, and a few things have to be settled. One, you can't gunny bag a whole economy in one sitting. And two, it is illogical to shut down an already stagnant economy. If the Democrats or the Republicans or the government itself doesn't want to work, then we need to find a way to make it work. Like I said, the economy is faltering. It's not faltering because of other people, it's faltering because no one wants to do the job that they've been appointed to do. And I'm at a solid F- for the whole government. I mean, I'm going to give the whole government an F because they're failing to provide essential help for America. I mean, if America was in such bad shape and they really wanted to do something, they could. They logically could do something. We could work with our foreign neighbors, Canada, Mexico, the UK, China, to help get some relief for everybody across the world and work together to do it. But no, we got to continue to play party line. America is failing because of stupid Democrats. They don't want to listen to people. Republicans are the same way. They think they have the answer, but they don't. The answer is, stop debating on what to do and start doing something. You know, I could actually agree with an equal opportunity income baseline, but I couldn't agree with it at like $1,000. I could agree with it if you had it, if you raised the minimum level of income to $2,000 across the board and helped everybody out. I could agree with it then. Then you could set a minimum income of no less than $600 for single and $1,200 for married, and an additional maybe $400 for child. That way it would give a baseline of what families could use. Now, baseline income, the way I see it, is you set the income limit at $100,000, so anybody making over $100,000 gets nothing. Anybody making under $100,000 would get something. But the line at the income is $600 for single, $1,000 for married. So if you reach $100,000 and you're only a dollar away from $100,000, you only get a dollar to make the difference. And it would be tax-free, and the rest would be put into your refund, your tax refund at the beginning of next year. Or you could take a $200 check for 12 months and expand it out to be 5 years. $200 every 2 weeks would be $400. And that would be pretty satisfactory to me. I mean, if you were to give me $200 every 2 weeks, that would be pretty good because it helped me get by. And $200 wouldn't hurt anybody right now. People on a low income, especially like me, who are budgeting their money right down to the dollar, I think have a better opportunity. And the way that I look at it is that if we want to help America, we first have to eliminate overspending. I mean, let's be real. The economy isn't like it used to be, and people aren't as giving as they used to be. I look at it as a learning tool. If we give an equal budget and raise the minimum line from income from $1,200 and some odd to $2,000 and raise the income limits to match the inflation, we might have a better economy and take away some of those low income tax brackets. I mean, we really need to think about this stuff because anybody making under $10,000 a month isn't surviving. They're craving to survive. So if we drop some of the lower tax brackets, like instead of having it $5,000, bringing it up to $10,000 across the board, and eliminate the small, little, teeny weeny tax brackets and start there, and then when the economy's back, you bring it down gradually. You don't just shoot it right down to the floor, because you'll put a hole in the economy again. And then you go through and you start thinking, okay, how can the government help in this situation? Well, I think a wage freeze for all government employees, including those in the government, a wage freeze would be the ideal thing. Keep them at the wage they're at for the next 10 years. Or do an automatic review in 4 years down the road and continue it until you see improvements in the economy. Because anybody that's making more than an American person that's hardworking or on SSI needs to realize that you can't be giving yourself a raise if you're not completing a task. And that's the thing I want people to look at. What I'm offering is a solution. Now, I'm saying you freeze your wages for 5 years or 10 years, or you set up a review process throughout 4 years. That's the presidential term that gives you guys a chance to work out a deal, and if you get a deal that helps the American people and gives you a raise, that's fine. But if you get a deal and it doesn't help the American people, it puts us further in debt, then you don't get a raise. And I think the raises, the budget raises on the government, should be voted on by the people. I mean, if the government's going to take a raise, that's like telling them they did a good job when they're failing to do one simple task. We can't just sit by and watch it happen. I mean, that's what's going on right now. We're just sitting by and, oh, well, it's time for us to take a raise. So let's see, we could give ourselves, what, 5% more? 10% more? And if you're making like $200,000 a year, $200,000 a month, over a certain time period, you're making more money than every single American out there. Not to say that you're not paying taxes, but if you're not paying taxes, then you got a bigger problem. Because you're not diversifying for America. You're diversifying for yourself, your personal gain, your selfishness. You're doing it all for yourself. And that's wrong. I mean, anybody who's in this world knows that that kind of one-way taxation is wrong. If we're going to have an economy, we need to lock some of these things down to give us that economy. And first thing we need to lock down is what our politicians are taking home, and how much they're taking in donations, and how much they're getting tax write-off, and everything like that. It's time to stop and think, this isn't helping the American people. If they're putting money into our pockets, we need to put something back into theirs. And taxing us isn't helping. That's only killing us. Truly and honestly, that's what it's doing. So, I don't know. Maybe America is doomed to have a depression for the next 10 years, and we'll never know what happens. But stay tuned. I've got more to come. And I got another promotion. Groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. Hey everybody, have you heard about T-Mobile's greatest deals yet? Have you even looked at how good their Magenta Max plan is, or any of their unlimited plans? If you haven't done it yet, go to T-Mobile and check out their devices, check out their plans. You could probably get a great deal by just going to www.tmobile.com and checking out one of their devices. It is a great deal. And see what you qualify for, because they'll give you, if you switch to T-Mobile, they will pay off your current device, which means you can keep your eligible phone, and they'll pay off up to $800 via a viral prepaid MasterCard when you switch to T-Mobile card, typically delivered in 15 days. But you got to see their details, terms and conditions and details at T-Mobile.com. So, thank you, and have a T-Mobile life. So, back to my podcast, going live on Wednesday. We're not just doing things differently. We're making an impact. I want people to know that, you know, we don't need to be judgmental. And we don't need to say rude things to get things done. We need to be respectful, kind, nice, and stuff like that. It's really important to me as a person to reach out to those who don't get that voice and to let them speak. From the LGBT movement to the grassroots of America to making this a success. And that's what I'm doing. My peace of mind is like a frame of mind. I want people to be open, accepting of all things. And I really am just standing up and saying, hey, if you don't like my opinion, go to another podcast. I have always been one who's taken pride in what he promotes, and that's what I'm promoting, is pride. Love, compassion, understanding, all those things go together. And for some reason, in America, pride just isn't the same. I mean, we've got so many things we could be doing, we got so many things we could be watching, we got so many things that outside of life doesn't change who we are. We are who we are. We're going to continue to live, thrive, and survive anything. And if the community of people don't come out of their Pandora's box and start listening, somebody's going to get hurt. And it's not going to be the person you think. It's going to be somebody else. The idea that you can sit at home and judge somebody for how they are is almost as sacrificial as the idea of you sitting at home saying, well, I don't have to do this because it just isn't me. And you're right. You don't have to do what you don't like. But sometimes it's about reaching out to people. In America, in the world, it's always changing. And it's ever growing. It is never changing for the better sometimes. Sometimes you just have to sit back and say, maybe this is it. Maybe this will work for me. Maybe I can make it work. Maybe there's an opportunity for me. And I like to think that I open that kind of door for everybody. I mean, I'm not against you supporting my podcast. I'm not against you wanting to be a part of my podcast. That's what this peace of mind is all about. Peace of mind is virtually just where different people can come together and have a peace of mind and know that there are going to be support systems out there. This peace of mind hasn't changed, won't change, and will never give up on the hate, on standing up against hate, on standing up against racism, on standing up against shaming of people, on standing up for everything that matters to America, that needs to matter to everybody else just as much as it matters to me. And the truth and honesty of this whole situation is that we cannot continue to push, shove, or be pushed to a strangulation point where we get nothing, where we don't win anything, where we're virtually just out there. And we're not just not giving up. We're going to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I'm done. Stop pushing me around. Don't tell me what you don't like about me. Tell me something you like about me, and maybe we can work together to make it better. I've often thought that if we had more common sense and less selfishness, we'd be in a better position as America. And we would be, because if we got rid of the high taxes, the outrageous government ruling, and the big government investors, we wouldn't have these issues. If people would just stop and think about, hey, maybe there's a plan there that we could use to make us better. Because we're not getting any better. We're getting worse. And honestly, it's just not us. It's the people who sit by and not say anything. It's the people who talk about the action instead of taking the action to deal with it. I am 110% committed to the best interests of the people. And I want the people to understand that this isn't just a career. It's a sponsoring deal. It's a peace of mind that you don't get every day. Sometimes the change of mind comes from what you read. And so, I decided to come on and talk about a few things. I'm aware of a few cyber bullies who like to do things that I wouldn't do. And I'm going to stand up to them right here in this podcast. Because this segment will be published on YouTube. And I will make sure that everybody knows that bullying is not acceptable. You can, if you want to bully, don't bully somebody you don't know. Because the honest truth is that we have enough bullies in this world. We have the government, we have the doctors, we have the medical profession, who sometimes go way too far in their job and make us feel like we're 5'6" or a little bit smaller, and they run over us. A peace of mind is a frame of mind. It's saying, hey, we're going to stand up and we're going to say, no, this ain't going to happen. We need to start saying things, even if it's just to call to the attention of others. We can't continue to kill or protest violently or raid uncontrollably or not have control over our emotions, because we're going to hurt people if we don't stop listening. And we need to listen. We can't stop. We have to listen. And we have to be aware that everybody has an opinion, and no matter how much it might not be in reflection of what you might think, it is and always will be an opinion. And I really honestly truly believe that an opinion is an opinion is an opinion is an opinion is an opinion. And no matter who or what you look at, these things are always going to have repercussions. I am simply stating for record and for matter of purpose that anybody who wants to tell me how to do a podcast, I'm going to look at you and say, why don't you do one? Why don't you pick up a computer and start doing a podcast and then do it without a guest? It's just that. It's the conversation. It's the ways of the conversation. It's the matter in which it's presented. It's the idea that we have to stand up and say no more. Because there is no more. There is no more nothing. There is just no more. It's a moot subject. It's a case closed. It's time to close the book and start a new one. And it's time to put selfish people on their own. Because you can't be selfish. You have to accept everybody as they are. No matter how indifferent it may be to somebody else, it is very important that we all come together in this time of need. And with a depression, with a recession, with whatever it is going on in this world, we need to be absolute about what we want in government. And one thing that I know I don't want in government is a controlling body of government that doesn't respect the people. It's a disappointment to me when the government is disrespecting us and no one is saying anything. It's a discredit to the country when those same people who have voted into office decide to sit on their hands and knees and butts and do nothing except debate in the Senate, in the Congress, in the House committees, and stuff like that. That ain't building an economy. That is weakening a country in a way. Because we're not taking simple, ordinary, common sense steps to solve some of our basic needs. And if we're always fighting, we're never going to solve them. If we're always debating with each other about how we should do things, we're never going to solve them. And the disrespect here is that you're picking a war with a country, the people in the country, over money, inflation, high rent, high utility bills, high food prices. $250 does not do it any good. If you want to have money, you got to have an income. And the income, if it cannot be found, needs some support. And the support should be in the government, honestly. But that's my opinion. And this is my peace of mind. And I'm telling you how I feel. So stay tuned. in closing, and finally, I would like to say that I take great pride in doing this podcast, and I really hope that you guys take the same pride in listening to it. The message is about love and respect for everybody. We need to be positive when we do things, and we need to remember that not all things are the same. People have different ways of doing things, and we should respect that at all times, not just sometimes. And the true fact is that what we do in life reflects in how we deal with the future. And if our future is strong and good-willing, we'll be successful in life. I appreciate the supporting people, the people who support me. I appreciate all the time in the world that they take to do so. And those things make the biggest difference. So today's mystery word is pride. If you have pride in what you do, then you should have pride in being you. Because no one, and I mean this, no one is better than you. You are the only one who has to answer for your problems and handle them accordingly. That is why we say pride is our gain. We gain some respect. Not everybody's going to agree with you. Not everybody's going to like it. But at the end of the day, it's what you do to get by. And if you're fighting to gain something, then it's obviously not worth going after. Because your life is your love. And how you portray yourself is a matter of opinion. And just being you can make you just as special as anybody else. And that's how I feel. I think that there's a quality to being yourself that makes you special. And if you can overcome that, and overcome all your differences, and show love and compassion to all, then you are truly a special person. Because that is loving without prejudice, that is loving without hate, that is loving without question. That's love in its purest form. So, I hope to see you all again, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and welcome to my last podcast for August.